You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go to get a sense of what's happening around the world. Adam Gilchrist, what a U-turn. North Korea looks like is pulling out of meetings with South Korea. Uh-oh, there goes that Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, the uh-oh, I think, is resounding, isn't it? Yeah, so far, I suppose, we should just say that it is North Korea has pulled out of some fairly low-level talks with South Korea. They were due to happen today and through the rest of the week. I guess these were sort of paving the way kind of talks, but they've decided against it. And, of course, now that puts a cloud over the summit. The 12th of June is when Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are meant to be meeting. Will that now take place? Certainly, the North Korean news agency has put a question mark against it. And it's for two reasons. They say, number one, they are fed up with Washington constantly pursuing the anti-nuclear stance, ordering them to get rid of nuclear weapons. They say that's not the way to go into a meeting. They're feeling backed into a corner. But also, number two, North Korea is said to be upset about the current military exercises taking place. Now, these are well planned and they're very regular, but nonetheless, at the moment, excuse me, the U.S. and South Korean air forces and navies are indulged in an exercise called Max Thunder. And I suppose you get North Korea's point. It's not exactly timely. It doesn't look good. They feel it's provocative.
Yeah, the symbolism does matter. Now, we've had a number of these incidents. A hero plane landing, another one after what? The co-pilot was partially sucked out of the plane?
Can you imagine that? Yeah, there's a sudden point 10, 12,000 feet up where something smashed the window of this aeroplane, this Sichuan airline plane over China. And at that point, then the co-pilot was partially sucked out. He had his seatbelt on, thank goodness, otherwise he definitely would have been a goner. But nonetheless, at that point, obviously the plane's depressurized, it's extremely cold in the cockpit, and there's an almighty wind blowing in as well. And the pilot had to go through all of that and carry out an emergency landing, and remarkably everyone on board was fine, including the co-pilot ultimately, although obviously he needed a bit of treatment. But all 128 people on board this plane survived the ordeal after this emergency landing. 160 million people have been on a chat forum in China talking about this. The most popular headline and search for the incident: My Hero Captain. Amen to that. I've been on flights where all they had to do was land in Corfu and you get a round of applause. Imagine what you get for that kind of flight.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, here comes the bride, here comes the bride, but not quite the father-in-law.
Not necessarily. And normally, before most weddings, it's will they, won't they, might apply to the bride or groom. Will they turn up? Will they go through with it? But here, the will they, won't they is indeed, as you say, the father of the bride, Thomas Markle. He has allegedly suffered a small heart attack. He's been hounded by the paparazzi, he said. His other daughter, or one of his other daughters, Samantha Markle, says he's been under a lot of pressure because of these posed photos that she arranged for him, and then it got leaked out by a newspaper, and she says that that's put extra pressure on him. The latest seems to be they're saying that actually Thomas Markle will be going in for emergency heart surgery today, and you don't have to put much two and two together, but I think we're saying emergency heart surgery on a Wednesday. Can't see him making a 4,000 mile trip for a royal wedding on a Saturday. I think that might be it.
All right, Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK. Now, as always, of course, on the World Report, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Yetu Lamini, who sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
I was watching an episode of The Big Bang Theory, and this other guy talks about counting Mississippi. I did not get the joke. Why would someone say Mississippi after every number?
All right, to get to the answer, we spoke to Edzai Zwobo, who's the chief genius at Maths Genius Leadership Institute.
So the word Mississippi has commonly been used, I mean, in the United States, as a proxy to count seconds. There are words that have also been used, such as alligator, banana, and all that, just to approximate a second. So when somebody says one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, they've virtually just counted 3 seconds. It's just a way of keeping as close as possible to the clock time. It's a very crude way of keeping time, because you find that it depends on how fast someone speaks. And also, some numbers have more than one syllable. So it's not a very, very advisable way of keeping time, and you can't keep time for too long.
All right, to get to the answer, of course, for Yetu Dlamini, we spoke to Edzai Zobo, who's the chief genius at Maths Genius Leadership Institute. So congratulations, Yetu Dlamini, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.